Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
They're having a press conference right now out in Ashburn. I believe Daniels is meeting the media. So let's go out there and listen in on this live right now on 106.7 The Fan.
How y'all doing? Man, I just want to say appreciate Mr. Harris, you know, Adam and DQ, man, for believing in me, you know, giving me the opportunity to live on my childhood dream. And I just can't wait to get to work. You know, that's the biggest thing. And thank God, you know, I wouldn't be here without them. And thank you to my family, you know, supporting me, you know, believing me and sacrificing, man. I appreciate you guys.
All right, we can open up for questions. JP?
Hey, Jaden, JP Finley, welcome to Washington. You said true. How surreal has the last 24 hours been? Does it feel real yet?
I mean, kind of. You know, I was just sitting, laying in bed, and I was texting with Malik and Brian, man. We just like, you know, we woke up as pros officially. You know, we're all on our teams, and, you know, we're able to live our childhood dreams. So it still hasn't hit me yet, but, you know, it's starting to get there.
Now that it's official, like you said, what are these Commanders fans getting in Jaden Daniels?
I mean, just somebody that wants to be the best version of themselves. I was going to work hard, going to put their head down to work, and do whatever it takes to help the team win.
Jaden, again, welcome to the DMV area. Chad Ricardo with Fox 5. We talk about you winning that Heisman Trophy. We spoke about, of course, you being the number two pick in the draft. You said last night that this was a dream come true. I wonder at what point in your career, albeit youth ball, high school, did you know that something like this was possible for you?
Yeah, this is a dream I had since I was a kid. You know, I set out, I got a blank piece of paper, you know, where I'll play in the NFL and put it above my door. So I seen it every morning. And you know, that's just something I dreamt about every time I worked for. You know, the workouts with my dad, you know, when I didn't want to work out, you know, when I started doubting myself when I was younger, like, can I really do this, man? You know, all the perseverance I've been through, adversity I've been in my life, you know, led me to this point now.
Anybody who makes it to this level of success, of course, they have a motivation, an intrinsic motivation, a why. What is that for you? What keeps you working hard and looking to be the best, even when you maybe don't feel like it?
I'll just say my parents. They sacrificed for 23 years of their life for my life to get me to this point. You know, without them, I want to be here, you know, how hard they worked, what they instilled in me to be a great human being, not just a football player, but a person, you know, treat people with respect, and gain their respect to others. You know, nothing's given to you in this world. You got to go out and earn everything.
Hey, Jaden, Sam from the Washington Post. Welcome to Washington.
Appreciate it.
Now that you've been drafted, what's your focus? What's next?
Getting to meet my new teammates and learning this playbook. That's the focus for sure.
Have you been able to reach out to anyone?
The only person I talked to so far was Jahan, but, you know, all my team is starting to hit me up now. So after I'm done with all this, I can reach back out to him.
Jaden Scott Abraham, ABC7 again. Welcome to D.C. What I loved about Adam's press conference last night, what he liked about you, when Jaden Daniels takes the soul away from a defense.
2023 Florida game.
Can you elaborate?
Just turn on the tape and watch that game.
And being the number two overall pick comes with expectations to be part of the solution to help turn around this franchise. Why do you think you're ready for that role?
I mean, God put me in this place for a reason. You know, my life is already written out. He got a plan. I'm just following it. But that comes with the work at the end of the day. Nothing is given to me. It's not a given. I'm a starter week one. I got to go out and I got to earn it. You know, I got to put in the work. I got to learn the playbook, earn the respect of my teammates, and, you know, go out there and try to win football games.
The leap you took last season, obviously significant, the production you had. What do you credit the most for, you know, your ability to really improve year to year there?
I would say just the stability I was able to have at LSU. Same coaching staff, same coordinators. And, you know, it's just the camaraderie and the trust that me and my guys built this past offseason, and be able to find ways to take my game to another level. I didn't want to come back to college and do the same thing I did the year before. So I wanted to take my game to another level. And, you know, shout out to, you know, LSU and the support staff that helped me out, whether that's the Oculus, the VR stuff that I was doing, or even after practice, you know, the equipment people, the equipment assisting the students, you know, catching football for me when I'm the last one on the field. So I appreciate all of them.
You mentioned the 2023 Florida game. What do you remember most from that game?
win the Heisman Trophy. I don't really like Florida. I don't like LSU, so, it is what it is.
Jaden, John Kine from ESPN. When did you realize you had taken your game to another level?
I'd say I kind of seen it through spring ball and fall camp, just how we're clicking on all cylinders as an offense. And we knew we would be really good. We didn't know how good we could be, but we knew we'd be really good. And I'll probably just say maybe the Mississippi State game, you know, it's something that it was just clicking for us at all cylinders, man. And, you know, we were just out there having fun. And from there, it was like, man, we got to keep it going. We got to keep improving each and every week.
What did you see from yourself, though, that allowed you to think that you had taken it to that level?
Man, I'll just say my swagger and confidence and belief in myself. You know, that's the same kind of confidence I had in high school. When I was walking around, you know, playing football, having fun. And, you know, the game felt fun, you know, out there just being able to be with my teammates, my brothers. That we worked so hard for 6 months of your life, man. You only get one opportunity on Saturday to go put stuff on film. So, you know, we went out there and we performed.
Hey, Jaden, Ben Standig with The Athletic. Congratulations.
Appreciate it.
Obviously, this team did a lot of homework on you. Homework on them, and what did you kind of figure out that this might be a pretty good spot?
Man, I watch football regardless, so I kind of already seen the plays that they had last year. Obviously, Cliff was in Arizona when I was at ASU, and, you know, it's all around. I'm just a football junkie, obviously, watching DQ at the Cowboys over at the D.C. Adam was over there with the Niners, and, you know, a couple of my friends play at the Niners. So I always just watch football, see what they do and how they build. So just an organization, I didn't know how passionate the fan base was until – you know, I was in this process, man. So I'm excited. I'm excited to get to work.
And obviously, you showed a lot last year, in particular, about your game. Are there still elements you were running a scheme that LSU called, or that you're ready to show that, you know, you can do even more than what you've done?
Oh, for sure. I think I still got more in the tank to learn, and you know, I got more ability to tap into. I'm not a finished product. I'm 23 years old, man. So. Now I'm able to come in and learn a new system and see where I could take it.
Jaden, David Aldridge with The Athletic, man. Welcome to D.C., bro.
Appreciate it.
When and how in real time on the field start to become easier for you?
Yeah, just this past season. You know, just my preparation throughout the week, whether I was waking up early, staying late, and making sure, you know, I'm prepared for the game, kind of – stretch yourself out during the week, so when the game days come, it was easier. And that stuff that I did, man, I was able to use the VR stuff and get 200 more extra reps, you know, just mental reps, man, instead of having to go out there on the field and put stress on my body so I could feel fresh for the games. But just find a little ways to prepare even more and take my game to another level.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
So now we'll play some catch-up. You are hearing from your brand-new face of the franchise and starting quarterback in the nation's capital. He had an outstanding answer. Scott Abraham said, hey, Adam Peters said that you have the ability to steal the soul of defenses. What does that look like? And he said the 2023 Florida game.
Which popped me.
So funny.
372 yards passing, 234 yards rushing, 5 total TDs.
Scott then said, well, can you expound upon that? And he goes, turn on the tape and watch the game. Love that. Daniels with the media.
And who pushes you and challenges you in terms of that football knowledge, in terms of getting uncomfortable and wanting and being able to learn more and do more?
You know, he was there with me every day. You know, 5 a.m., late nights, man. He pushed me. He pushed me. He challenged me. He's like a big brother to me. We argue. We didn't see eye to eye, but, you know, he wanted the best for me. And He's seen something in me that I see in myself, man. He helped me bring it out for sure.
Hey, Jaden, Donna Hopkins, Pro Football Plus. Welcome to Washington. Everybody knows you as the football player. They know who you are outside of football. Who is that person?
I'll just say somebody kids could look up to and be a role model, inspiration, especially kids with color, you know, that look just like me, that have goals of being up here one day. And be able to live out their dreams, you know, because I was in the same seat as them. And, you know, hopefully I could be that inspiration, that role model to them, like Michael Vick and, you know, looking at Lamar Jackson, those type of people when I was growing up, looking at them and seeing that they did it their own way. And if they could do it, you know, I could do it too, and vice versa.
Steve Warner from Associated Press. Jaden, congratulations. Adam said last night that he felt like the adversity you've gone through prepared you for kind of the pressure of the situation. How do you feel like your road here has gotten you prepared for the possibility of being a number one quarterback in the NFL?
See, I've been through off the field my personal life, man. Just the stuff I've been through personally, man, got me to this point. I feel like the stuff I dealt with is probably the hardest things I'm going to deal with so far in my life, man. So football is fun. You know, it's a getaway from everyday life. So, you know, that's how I treat it. That's how I approach each and every day.
Start right away, some kind of sit and wait. How prepared do you think you are to be a pro quarterback right away?
Man, I don't know the playbook, so I'm not prepared right now.
Jaden, Candace Buckner from the Washington Post. You mentioned Michael Vick yourself, how you present yourself, you know, even to us.
Yeah, I mean, that just comes with the position. Tom Brady, Peyton Manning, like all those type of guys, how they market themselves, how they carry themselves as franchise guys, you know, hopefully one day be in their shoes. You know, you never see anything off the field issues about them. You know, they carry themselves with a high standard, and, you know, I want to be in their shoes one day, so hopefully I could get there. But, you know, I got my own dream, my own role to take.
What was the sign?
Yes, I wrote, I'll play in the NFL.
How?
I don't know, probably like 7.
Welcome to D.C., Jaden. Desmond Purnell, WUSA9. I know it's early in the process, but I'm curious to know, what are your impressions? How is your relationship with this man sitting in front of me, head coach Dan Quinn?
Yeah, I mean, just the impression he left on me, man. He cares about the person. He doesn't really care so much about the football player. He just wants to know who you are as a person, and that's how he wants to build a relationship. You know, that's how you get the best out of each other, when you can trust them and you know them personally, for sure.
Hey, Jaden, David Harrison, Commander Game Day, SportsIllustrated.com. Welcome to D.C.
Appreciate it.
It allows you to travel away from home but still be comfortable in your skin.
I mean, I say I got more comfortable when I was in Louisiana. You know, I was older. Obviously, it's the life I want to live. But when I first came out of high school, man, I would have been homesick, man. I couldn't go too far from home. I couldn't even lie to you. But once I made that transition to Louisiana, man, it helped me grow even more. You know, being out there on my own, wasn't really dependent on family. More so, you know, how to figure some stuff out and figure out who I want to be as a person, as a man.
You share the impact your parents have had on your journey so far.
I mean, words can't even explain it. Just being there for me no matter what, you know, through the ups and the downs, really. And like I said, they sacrificed 23 years of their life for me to get to this point. So I know it's a proud moment for them, you know, to see their son live out their dream.
Hey, Jaden, Mitch Tischler, Monty Mel Sports. I know you haven't gotten into the playbook yet, but you mentioned that Cliff Kingsbury was in next to run, and what kind of excites you about what he does?
I mean, just the creative mind that he has on the offensive side, how he can attack defenses, obviously what he was doing over Arizona, you know, with Kyler, and having success. You know, I want to go out there and, you know, I want to be successful, but, you know, it comes with putting the work each and every day.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.